This is really great for patients that have wheelchairs. They can come in a wheelchair and get from the wheelchair to this, and it's a very short distance from here to here, so somebody doesn't have to actually climb up on something. They can just sit down into it, and then once they sit down, you know, it goes up in the air, and it's you know, it's the latest and greatest in exam tables. So that's what we're going to be selling to this customer. Mr. Medical telephone person is following up on a Powermatic ADA exam table with the Michigan Heart Group. Seems like the customer has expressed some kind of interest in this exam table with a power lift to for access by wheelchair, overweight, or other mobility problem patients. Table has a list price of $6,200, providing a 50% margin to its dealers. So you're going to make, your company's going to make $3,100 if you can sell this to this Michigan Heart Group. Now, you got to notice, Michigan Heart Group, their doctors are all flying all over the world. They got, you know, multi-million-dollar homes. They're making a ton of money. Items of interest. The customer uses a standard exam table with no adjustments other than the backrest. Many clinics are getting more patients in wheelchairs. So the telephone person's objective is respectfully inform the customer that you are following up on an earlier call. You're going to use closed probes to determine more information about the customer's needs. Give the customer reinforcing what's in it for me statements about the Powermatic ADA exam table, and then use them in your opening and whenever your customer tells you something about a specific issue. Overcome the customer's objections using the confirm and lead techniques. So in that, we're going to repeat back generally what the customer tells us he's concerned about. And in this instance, I'm guessing the expense of it is probably the big deal. You are using standard exam tables that cost about $1,500 new, and a number of patients have complained about getting onto these tables. So, you know, it'd be nice if you could probe to find that out, that, you know, and that's common in these doctor's offices, that patients come in and, you know, the nurse says, well, get up on that table, and, you know, the patients are struggling to do that, getting out of wheelchairs or what have you. Your old exam table looks kind of worn and may not project the proper image. Surface objections to the price and complex installation, but go with the flow. So this thing's going to require, you know, connections to something to, you know, make it go up and down. It's got to maybe have air in it, or, you know, pneumatic or electricity, whatever it is to operate the thing. So there's going to be some connections associated with it. But, I mean, connections are no big. You get an electrician to come in and run a wire. Most of those offices have got, like, a wide-open ceiling, and you can snake air or whatever around. It's no big deal to get those things installed. And, you know, you could get a guaranteed price on the installation. Or if you're making $3,100 on it, you could probably afford to install it for free, you know. So installation probably should not be an issue. Okay. Let me just share with you a few things that I learned about this little role play. Garrett and I were doing this role play, and you know, we in our experience there, we repeated back things, you know, about the concerns, and you know, talked about image, you know, how these things could make a more professional image. We talked about maybe possibly buying back the existing tables that they had, because chances are we could refurbish them, and resell them to someone else somewhere down the road, or, you know, put them on eBay or whatever. And we ended with sending them a proposal, got their permission to send them a proposal with some options. So once you say that, that leaves it wide open for using your brain. And then you could sit down, and here's what I was thinking about the options. I might say, if you buy three of them from us, we'd sell them to you for $6,000. $18,000 if you buy three of them, $18,000, and you have to pay for the installation. If you buy 10 of them, in this case, we found out that there were 10 of these exam tables in the practice. So 10 tables, they bought all 10, we give them the installation at no charge. We might sell it to them at $5,500 each, so there's a fairly significant savings. And we might give them a maintenance and adjustment contract for 1 year at no charge. What's this maintenance and adjustment contract? Is this the fox in the chicken coop thing again? Oh, yeah. Because we're going to send somebody over to look at your tables. And maybe the next year, we're going to say, okay, well, your maintenance and adjustment contract is up. And if you'd like to extend it for a year, then that's going to cost you, you know, $200 a table or something like that. And, you know, that's terrific if you can start getting something where they're actually paying you to come into the account and look at the tables and, you know, adjust them and examine them. And now you can start saying, well, you know, we looked at this table. Boy, it looks like it needs a new primary actuator cylinder. And, you know, so, you know, now you, where are they going to get that from? Well, they're going to get it from you, obviously, so you can start selling them more stuff. So I like the idea of throwing in this maintenance and adjustment contract, charging them for it, giving it to them at half off, you know, that kind of a thing, so you can actually get paid to start selling them more stuff.